So yesterday, I received some good news from my family that my youngest sister, the baby of our family, the youngest of nine, is now expecting her first child, which is very exciting. This will not be my first niece or nephew. I have actually currently 12 nieces and nephews. But it's wonderful to know that my youngest sister is going to be a mother. And that is also a little scary to think of. It's beautiful to see here at this, as we enter more deeply into ordinary time, here in the second Sunday of ordinary time, we are still feeling a bit of the effects of the Christmas season and the baptism of the Lord, which we just celebrated last week. We encountered John the Baptist here in our gospel today from John's gospel. And here, John the Baptist, once again, points to our Lord Jesus. And he gives to our Lord Jesus two titles. He calls Jesus the Lamb of God. And then at the end, he calls him the Son of God. And we, of course, can take these titles for granted. We hear these all the time in the Mass. We know that when the priest elevates the host, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." The priest echoes these words of John the Baptist. And we hear it so frequently that perhaps we have forgotten what this truly means, this title, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. To give us a deeper understanding of this title, I invite us to go back to the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. We remember that on the night of Passover, the night in which the Israelites were liberated from their bondage, the night when God sent the final plague to inflict upon Egypt, the Israelites were told by God to take a year-old lamb, unblemished, a male lamb, and to kill it, and then eat of its flesh, and use its blood to mark the doorposts. And because of this, the angel of death would pass over them and deliver them. Similarly, when Moses is instructed by God in the desert to offer sacrifice, lambs were often used for sacrifice as a way to offer a total sacrifice to God. So, when John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God, he points to this reality, that this man is the new lamb who will be killed, who will be sacrificed on a cross. But this sacrifice that will be offered to God will bring liberation, will bring freedom and salvation. Not from Pharaoh or from the Egyptians, but from sin and from death itself. And so when John points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," he is saying, this is the promised one who will be sacrificed, but follow him. Secondly, John points to the fact that this man is the Son of God. We often take this for granted. We know this. Jesus is the eternal Son of the Father, the second person of the Trinity. But to any practicing Jew at this time, to say that a man was the Son of God would be blasphemy. And that person would automatically be stoned to death for punishment. But John points to this reality that this man is the Son of God. His identity is rooted in his relationship with God. He is the eternal Son. We see this confirmed elsewhere in the Gospels when Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they reply, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, or still others, maybe one of the prophets." But then John turns it on them and says, "Who do you say that I am?" And it is Simon Peter who answers correctly, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus doesn't correct him. He doesn't say, "Oh, that's blasphemy." No, he says, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so, from now on, you shall be named Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." In changing Simon's name, Jesus further points to his divinity, because only God can change a person's name in Jewish heritage and in the Jewish culture. Only God can give an identity. And it's rooted in our relationship with God. Jesus gives the identity to Peter, and John points to Jesus' own identity as well, that he is the Lamb of God and that he is the Son of God. We ourselves, we received our identity at the moment when we were conceived in our mother's womb. In that moment, God infused a soul into this small little human being at the moment of our conception. God infused our identity, everything about us, infused us with divine life and gave us that special gift of life. We know that life in the womb is very precious, but unfortunately, we know that it is also very vulnerable and is under attack. This coming week, we have the opportunity to bear witness to the reality of the dignity of life. In just a few days, this coming Friday, the whole nation will be gathered in Washington, D.C., or many people from all over the nation will be gathered in Washington, D.C., to bear to the witness of life and the sacredness of life in the womb. The March for Life that is put on every year is very important for us to be able to participate in. It allows us to affirm that our identity is given to us in the womb. Here, unfortunately, in our Commonwealth of Virginia, life is also under attack. Right now, our legislators have begun a new legislative session, and there is a proposed amendment to the Virginia Constitution that would make abortion available all the way up until birth. This amendment that possibly could make it on the ballot in November threatens life in the womb and does not help women. We are invited to stand up for the protection of women, to protect life that is within the womb, because these are the most defenseless and vulnerable people in our society. Life in the womb is so precious. I am so blessed to be able to have this sister who is pregnant with new life. And that joy that we feel when we know that a friend or loved one is pregnant, that same joy should extend to all life. And so, especially this week, we are invited to pray for the legal protection of all the unborn. We pray united with our bishop, Bishop Burbage, united as a whole church, to pray for all mothers, for all fathers, and for all children, especially in the womb, but even out of the womb. We pray that they may be protected by law and also supported by our love and our charity.